right. We are back. Whenever we go through the I Feel Good, we come back with what makes us feel good, our folks at UHealth. And today we have Dean Pascal Goldschmidt, our patron over at UHealth. Dean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm sitting cycling through all of the DCC6 heavy hitters. I got all kinds of friends there. Jimmy Tate, Eric Feder, my doctor, Dr. Patton, Mark DeBaptiste. It goes on and on. Bobby Merlin, Bruce Gross. You know, of course, you're there too as a heavy hitter. So congratulations on the sixth year of the Dolphins Cancer Challenge. Tell me a little bit more about your role, Dean.
Well, Jim, you know, it's a very exciting event. The Dolphin Cancer Challenge is an extraordinary event that includes people riding bicycles, running, and sometimes cycling on their computer, but also, you know, walking and doing all kind of healthy things.
You know,
and that is entirely to make sure that we raise money to perform research to decrease the number and impact of cancer on our fellow humans. It is absolutely critical, Jim. We have made extraordinary progress in cancer, but we need to make a lot of progress in a lot of cancers still.
I know that when we first started working with you on the show, we were just starting to talk about silver bullets and custom cancer treatments, and now it seems like you've taken the next step over there at UHealth.
Yes, Jim, the precision medicine is a way to figure out what in the cancer is the Achilles heel, the little molecular specific feature that we can attack, and as a Achilles heel, destroy the cancer without hurting the patient. So these are wonderful new development in the field of cancer. And of course, as you can imagine, the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, its champion director, my friend Stephen Neimer, and his entire team are focused with UHealth on doing just that.
Now, when we talk about the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, I know a lot of charities raise a lot of money, but a lot of it goes to overhead. What goes on here at the Dolphins Cancer Challenge? How much money comes to UHealth and Sylvester from this?
100% of the money goes to research at Sylvester.
Wow. Wow. Well, high five to you and the Dolphins for that. That means that the Dolphins are making a big donation just with all the overhead that they're absorbing.
That is correct. The Dolphins take care of the entire cost of putting the event together. You know, I think we have already 2,500 people who are participating, so you can imagine. This is a big show, but the Dolphin is a wonderful organization. The CEO, everybody are doing a fabulous job and are taking care of the entire cost. So to all the players, to all of the administrators and leaders of the Dolphins, I really salute you for the work that you do, because this is making a huge difference in cancer. You know that since we started the event, 5 years ago, we have raised in excess of $11 million with this event.
Yeah, $11,550,000, because I'm looking at the website right now, and it's fabulous. And with all that money, oh, there's George Pincus. High five to George Pincus. I'm watching the names go by. Eric Feder, all the guys I know. This is amazing. Now, Dr. Goldschmidt, it seems like it's a great way to create community and also to encourage healthy living. I know there's all kinds of different rides and runs. What's your particular event that you focus on?
I like the 100 mile.
Oh, man. After you messed up your foot, you're going to ride 100 miles?
Yeah, you know, thanks to your help, my foot is back on track, and there's nothing like 100 miles against the wind in the middle of South Florida. You can't beat that. So I can't. I don't want to let down my friends who are doing it, and I'll be there.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, you know, you mentioned a little bit about how UHealth impacted your personal health. I want to change the game on you a little bit here, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank Carlos Magoya for working together to help my wife, Vivian, through her end-stage renal disease. And I'm not sure if you know, but we found a donor. The donor is a match, and now the donor's been green-lighted, so now it's all a matter of of getting the coordination with all the people on the team together. And God willing, Vivian's going to get a new kidney. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you and Carlos McGoy are doing for our community on this and so many things that people never even get to hear about.
Well, we're so pleased to be able to help Vivian with a wonderful team doing the transplants and the doctors, the nurses, the staff, the trainees. It's wonderful. And, Carlos is not only a friend, he's also a mentor when it comes to riding a bicycle. Actually, I'm going to be behind him doing the 100 mile, trying to be about half a foot to 3 or 4 feet away from him maximum, and he's one of the fastest riders I've been riding with, and he's a very careful guy, and I love Carlos, and we'll have a great time together.
So you guys go out and do training rides to get your mileage up? Is that what you do to prep for this stuff?
Oh, we do all kind of crazy stuff. I can't tell you how much exercise we have to do to prepare for this, but it's all good. You know, Stuart Miller, Carlos, and the entire gang, we're getting ready for this, and we're going to do the 100 miles as if it was, a piece of cake.
You know, it really sounds great, and I think that what we're hearing in your voice is one of the things that isn't really advertised as one of the benefits, but where it really is that the great sense of community that you create with this event, the way that you help people, you create awareness, but most importantly, you're bonding around healthy activities, and I guess that kind of ties in with what the Dolphins and the NFL try to do with their Play 60 theme. So well done to you on helping our community be healthy.
Yes, you know, fighting cancer is huge. Bringing a great opportunity to fight cancer in this region is an absolute top priority. We're delighted that we can make a difference. And this event is about camaraderie. It's about serving our community and making sure that we get all together to be a top place for the treatment of cancer in South Florida. By the way, I don't know if you know, but Sylvester is one of three centers of excellence for cancer in Florida, as defined by the state of Florida, and of course, very importantly, its governor, and also the Surgeon General, who have selected the three top cancer centers for Florida, and of course, Sylvester is the only such a top cancer center in South Florida, according to the official.
Well, one of the things I want to do is, after the event, I'd like to get you and perhaps Dr. Nimer. I'd like to get you, perhaps Dr. Nimer, and maybe Mike Mandich or somebody on to talk about how successful the event was. But again, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt, Dean Goldschmidt of UHealth. The number one guy in town for keeping our community healthy. We can't thank you enough for helping us by being a sponsor on the show, helping you get the word out, Dr. Goldschmidt.
Great to talk to you again, as always.